772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. And I want to talk about the season of blessing. The season of, these are good topics. I like these topics. I like this subject. You know, it stirs something up, you know, in our hearts. Now let's look at the basic foundation. Remember, we always have to lay the right foundations and build on the right foundations. Otherwise, we're building on sand, and what we're building won't stand the testing of time or even storms. We want to build that which will stand the test of storms. You know, life can throw some storms at you. You know, when you profess to have the peace of God and a storm comes, and then you can't find peace anywhere, okay, something's wrong there. I mean, you got to dig deeper and lay a solid foundation so that when the storm comes, you still have peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. Now, I want to reiterate, I want to go back over just a couple of things here before we go into tonight's message, and that is, number one, we've established the fact that we prosper as our soul lives in God. Okay, we're not just talking about money. I was listening to a program coming over to the church, and I caught bits and pieces of it, but it was talking about a man, I won't say his name, but I guess who makes the most money in the world every year. He makes $135 million a year. And he was talking about how he gets behind some of the political machines and all of this stuff. But can you imagine that, $135 million a year? But that's of no value if his soul gets lost or if his soul is not prospering in God. Now, God, you know, God will use even, and I'm not saying that the man is wicked, but God will even use a wicked person, but won't be in his wickedness. There is no counsel against God. I don't care how people try or what they do. God will use all things to work together for good. That's why we have to be established on a firm foundation, where you're not wavering with every wind that blows in another direction. Now you don't know what to do. You don't know if God gonna do it or not. And just yesterday you were shouting. No more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine by the cunning craftiness and the sleight of men, whereby they wait to deceive. The news can be so deceiving, so misleading, so partial. You know, understand that. Don't believe everything you hear. Because we're finding out more and more that the media, you know, they talk about experts in that, and some of this stuff they make up. I was just listening to something again today where, you know, a guy said he heard something on news. It was a sports trivia thing, and he said, you know, he went and searched it deeper and said they made it sound like one way, you know, but it was not like that at all if you search it out. That's why I encourage you, search the scriptures. You know, hear the word, you know, listen to, we have many teachers, one father, but search the scripture. Be like the Bereans that heard Paul, but when they left the meetings, they searched the scripture to see if those things were so. So don't just take everything, you know, face value, you know, in that search. Get it down in your spirit so that you know without any doubt. So we prosper as our soul prospers. And our basis for that was Acts chapter 17, verse 28. And we went into John chapter 15, where the Lord says, abide in me, and my word must abide in you. For without me, he ultimately says, we can do nothing. Now think about it a moment. When Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord said that the day that they eat of the tree, they would die. Now, after they ate of the tree, the so-called fruit, they were still conscious and alive. They hadn't gone, you know, they were still there. But yet they had died. You see, Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. There's a whole bunch of stuff you do. And there's a whole bunch of stuff people do without him. But it has no real value. It will not last. Do you understand? It's just like he said, you would die, but they were yet alive, but they were dead. There's a lot of stuff we do, but he said, without me, you can do nothing. So why waste time and exhaust energies in that doing stuff that's of no real value? Amen? Okay, so it's in him we live. When Adam failed to decree what God had revealed to him, the law of sin and death came in through Satan. The law of sin and death came into motion, and Adam lost at that time the dominion of his soul. And that's one thing we have to take back, is the dominion of you and I both, the dominion of your soul. Your thoughts shouldn't be so loose and so everywhere that you have no control. Amen. Your affections. You can't allow your affections to run wild until they turn into lust and perversion. And you have no control. You know, people talk about they can't help it. You ever heard anybody say that? I couldn't help it. The devil made me do. No, you did that. He might have tempted you, but he couldn't. You did it. The word of God tells us as children of God to flee youthful lust. To flee youthful lust. And then somebody said, well, I'm not a youth. No. Well, you look at it this way with your old self. If you're not a youth, flee lust in its first appearance. When it's young. When it ain't got you now. Flee and follow after righteousness. You see, too many people play with fire. How are you going to play with fire and not get burned? A man or a woman cannot put fire in their bosom and their clothes not be burned. Can you walk on hot coals and your feet not be burned? There's no way. So flee that stuff. Flee. Those are temptations of the enemy. I don't care how good he look. I don't care what he's driving. How big his muscles are. It don't matter. Look at somebody tell him, flee. When you look from behind, you see a tail hanging. You better. You know, the devil himself can transform into an angel of light. That's why you have spiritual leaders. That's why you have elders. That's why you have a pastor. That's why you have an apostle to help you discern some things. See, sometimes you have prowlers. They come and they watch. And they scope and they watch for the one that's not with the herd. But the one that looks a little troubled or a little wounded. A little weak. And these are they that creep into houses and lead what the Bible calls silly women. Silly women captive. Listen. Send them, if a brother come to you, send them through the acid test. Send them to my office. Send him. No, you don't talk to me till you talk to Apostle. You don't talk to him, don't talk to me. Don't even look at me. Don't look my way until you talk to him. Face to face, alone. Time out for the daughters in the house that love God, being distracted. Amen. Or the men being distracted by folk that have no carry no values. Amen. Time out. You don't want to get. You don't want to forfeit all that you've done in God and where you are. You don't forfeit your stature for some little cheap thrill. Mm-mm. First thing, what the first thing Adam had? Are y'all scared to answer questions now, huh?
Oh, pause with them trick questions.
What's the first thing he had? What? What'd y'all say back there in the back? I heard somebody say job. Well, job is important, but he had God's presence. You don't want to unequally yoke yourself. Wait upon the Lord. Stay occupied with the Lord. Let the Lord keep you. Amen. God's not going to settle for just anything. Let the Lord keep you and direct you and govern your life, and you'll be happy. Amen. He won't choose wrong for you. But there are safeguards in the house. Elders, there are mothers, there are mature people in the house. Amen. I get concerned when I see someone moving for the Lord. The joy of the Lord is their strength. And then all of a sudden, whether they're light-skinned or dark-skinned, their countenance gets dark. We see, God has to let us see these things. We have to know the state of the flock. Because you're important to us, to this body, and most of all, you're important to God. And sometimes sheep just graze themselves in the trouble. But we're here to, put up the warning and flash the light and sound the siren and blow the trumpet so that you don't get what happens with the sheep. They get cast up and then the wolf gets them. We want to warn you before the wolf gets you. Send the wolf my way. Or the wolf is, whichever it is. That's a female wolf. Amen. We just want what's right. We want what's God's will. That's all. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Come on, is that all right, church? We want what God has for us. We want that Zoe life, that abundant life, that good life, that blessed life. And that is our portion. Amen. So Adam lost his dominion, the dominion of his soul. He lost that authority. He lost the stature. He lost it. When he lost it, in that moment, he started moving. Or simultaneously, when he started moving in his own understanding, he lost dominion of his soul. Up until the resurrection of Jesus, mankind, the people of God, and any proselytes only could live a maintenance life. Not a blessed life, a maintenance life. Offering sacrifices each year for atonement. Okay? But after the resurrection, when Jesus released that frequency that tore the veil, it opened the way back to the presence of God. All right? So once that happened, Jesus literally changed the whole atmosphere of the earth. And today, because of that, we have been restored, and we are in a time of restoration where God is restoring kingdom principles. Holy Spirit is pushing out the religious mindsets. See, that's why we got to get with God's program.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.